Hello, and thank you for joining us for Options Talk with OIC. I'm your host, Joe Burgoyne, Director of Retail Marketing at the Options Industry Council. OIC is a nonprofit initiative that was created to educate investors and their financial advisors about the benefits and risks of exchange-traded equity options. We offer a variety of resources to those interested in learning more about options, including live seminars and webcasts. So here are a couple ways you can stay in touch. Become a fan of OIC on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at options_EDU. And join our group, OIC, on LinkedIn. Today we are going to be speaking with industry experts about some of the latest topics impacting the options industry. All strategies, no matter how they are executed, come with their share of risks and rewards. Spreads are no exception, and today we are going to be reviewing what those benefits and risks are. But before we get started, let me state that options involve risk and are not suitable for all investors. You should not enter into an options transaction until you have read and understood the risk disclosure document, characteristics and risks of standardized options. This brochure is available by visiting www.optionseducation.org or by calling 1-888-OPTIONS. To keep things simple, commissions, fees, margin interest, and taxes have not been included in the examples used in this podcast. Multiple leg strategies involve multiple commission charges. These costs will impact the outcome of all stock and option transactions and must be considered prior to entering into any transactions. Consult your tax advisor about any potential tax consequences. None of the information presented in this podcast should be construed as a recommendation to buy or sell a security or to provide investment advice. So let's introduce our guest for today's topic on benefits and risks of spreads. We've got Russell Rhodes, CFA, and an instructor at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. Russell, thanks for stopping by today.
Thanks for having me today.
Now, Russell, what do you do over at the CBO?
I'm an instructor with the Options Institute, part of the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I've been there for a couple of years, teach on a wide variety of topics and a wide variety of audiences, anything from college students to professional money managers. In addition to my duties with the Options Institute, I act as an instructor for the OIC. Additionally, I just completed a book on option spread trading.
Fantastic. Boy, sounds like you're busy.
Very.
Well, great. And again, thanks for joining us. Also joining us today from OIC's call center, we've got Bill Ryan, a senior specialist of investor services at the Options Clearing Corporation. Good morning, Bill.
Morning, Joe. Thanks for having me.
Now, what do you do over at the OCC?
Joe, I work on the OIC Options Investor Help Desk. What we do there is answer phone calls from any type of option trader or potential option investor. We answer questions relating to option strategies. We also answer emails, and we have an interactive chat feature on our website. So we'll chat with folks real time on our website throughout the trading day.
Well, I know the team over there at the call center does a spectacular job, and thanks for joining us today. Well, let's get right into today's topic, spread strategies. There's something that every investor should know and understand. Let's start by defining spreads. Bill, you want to start?
Sure. A spread is an option strategy that requires two transactions that are usually executed at the same time. You purchase or buy one options contract and write or sell another option on the same stock or index. This can also be defined as the simultaneous purchase and sale of options contracts in the underlying security with the same expiration but different strike prices. To be eligible for favorable margin treatment, the buy side of the spread must expire at the same time or after the sell side of the spread.
Well, Russell, does an investor need to have a lot of experience or be seasoned, to trade this type of strategy?
Well, not necessarily. At minimum, a basic understanding of options is essential to be properly aware of the risk and reward associated with a spread trade. However, as far as being a seasoned investor in order to become involved in a spread trade, I don't think that would be a prerequisite. For instance, when I encounter an investor that has been involved only in stocks who's expressing some interest in trading options, I'll actually recommend a spread trade as their first trade. The specific trade is a covered call.
Interesting. You want to walk us through that?
Sure. And when I'm offering this advice, I'll ask the investors if they own a stock they'd be interested in selling at a certain price. If the answer is yes, and commonly it is yes, then I start to talk about selling a call option against the stock. Through selling a call, an investor is actually taking on the obligation to sell shares at a certain price. If this obligation matches up to the price they are willing to sell their stock, they may take in premium in order to take on the obligation to sell their stock at that level. If they choose to sell a call option against their stock holding and create a covered call, they've graduated into the world of option trading and into the world of spread trading.
Beautiful. And maybe they've made a profit as well.
Let's hope so.
Fantastic. Now, Bill, how would an investor go about executing a spread strategy?
Joe, first you would want to choose an underlying security to purchase and write the options contracts. Spread trades are quite versatile. They can be set up for bullish, bearish, or even neutral market forecasts.
Okay.
Then you would choose the strike prices and expiration dates that you think would allow you to profit from your forecast. Once this is done, you'd be able to calculate the maximum profit and or loss for your strategy.
So that sounds like an important part, you know, picking your strike price and expiration dates.
Absolutely.
Okay. What else?
Well, the strike prices and expiration dates will allow you to calculate your maximum profit and loss. And for some spread strategies, while your maximum risk is known, your maximum profit is unknown. You'll have to make these transactions in a margin account with your brokerage firm. The minimum margin requirement to buy a spread is to pay for the position in full. The minimum margin requirement to sell a spread is the difference between the two strike prices minus the credit received. This is multiplied by the contract multiplier, which is typically $100.
Okay. Interesting, Bill. Good information. Now, sometimes when investors hear the word margin account, that can be a little intimidating. Now, Russell, do spreads mean more risk than just buying, say, call or put options?
Not necessarily. I think when investors hear the words margin account, they may picture the end of Trading Places where one of the Duke brothers has a heart attack after they've lost their whole net worth and then some.
Oh, the Duke brothers!
Yes. However, this outcome is not the worst case scenario for a margin account if trades are entered with the proper risk controls in place. One of the benefits of using certain types of option strategies or spread trades is that the maximum potential risk for a position may be known when the trade is initiated. For instance, as a very simple example, if a call option is purchased for $2, then the maximum potential loss for this trade is $2. There are spreads and option trades that may result in a substantial loss, but many brokerage firms shy away from allowing clients the ability to become involved in these positions.
Okay, and it really depends maybe brokerage firm to brokerage firm?
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely. Each brokerage firm has their own rules in place.
And is anybody allowed to trade orange juice futures?
They are, but those are not option contracts.
Okay, I digress.
I think options versus futures is a completely different podcast.
Okay.
And you
got me going with Trading Places. I apologize.
I do too. An excellent example of a trade that would be executed in a margin account but have limited risk would be a bull put spread. A bull put spread consists of buying a put with a lower strike price and selling a put option with a higher strike price. The goal of this spread is to take in premium and then have the two options expire out of the money. The premium results in the trade's profit. However, there's a margin requirement for this trade, and the margin would be equal to the maximum potential loss for the trade. If the trade involves selling a 50 put for $4 and buying a 45 put for $1, the income or credit from this trade would be $3. Below 45, both options would be in the money at expiration, but the short option in the spread would be worth $5 more than the long option. This position would have a negative $5 in value since our short option has more value than the long option. Since $3 was taken in when the trade was initiated, the result would be a loss of $2 on the trade. This is also the margin requirement for the trade.
A lot of information, good information, a lot of numbers. And I think, you know, investors just need to stop and think about what you just explained because it is pretty straightforward. Now, Bill, we've covered some of the risks. How about some of the benefits to spread trading?
Joe, one of the main benefits of trading option spreads is that you know your maximum risk up front. Perhaps the most compelling reason to trade a spread is that you will lower your break-even point, the point at which your trade becomes profitable. Let me give you an example.
Please do.
Company XYZ was recently trading at $48 a share. I should also note the company does not pay a dividend. A $45 call option with 90 days till expiration could have been purchased at $5.60, and you could have simultaneously sold a same month $50 call for $3.05. The total cost for this trade was $2.55 a share, or $255. The break-even point for this vertical bull call spread is calculated by adding the cost of the spread, $2.55, to the buy-side strike price of $45. The break-even point is $47.55. The stock, as you'll note, is already trading above our break-even point.
Bill, that's a great way to demonstrate the benefits. Thanks for that example. Now, before we wrap up, let's discuss how early exercise and assignment factor into using spread strategies. Russell, you want to knock that out real quick?
Sure. I believe it does for many investors, and I get that from the questions I receive when traveling around the country speaking to a variety of groups. Whenever I talk about any spread strategy that involves a short option, especially a short call, the potential for early assignment comes up. As the holder of an option holds all the rights associated with the option contract, and the short seller takes on an obligation in exchange for selling the option, it is always possible for that a short option may be assigned. However, there are few instances where assignment may be welcome. An obvious one is a call sold with the hope of exiting a long stock position. The holder of this position is a willing seller of their long stock based on being assigned on their short call option. If the option is in the money and assigned early, then the capital may be freed up to invest in another position. Also, if both options in a vertical spread are deep in the money, then either a maximum gain or maximum loss from the position may already be realized. If a short option is assigned, a trader may exercise the other option and move on to the next trade.
Excellent, Russell. Russell and Bill, I think we covered an awful lot of information today. I would encourage investors possibly to listen to this podcast twice because, you know, there's a lot in here. I want to thank you both for dropping by. I'm sure our listeners will get a lot out of our conversation today. Remember, Russell's one of our esteemed OIC instructors, so be sure to check him out at a town near you. And if you want to speak to Bill or any of his knowledgeable colleagues, they're available to answer your options-related questions through OIC's help desk. Call us at 1-888-OPTIONS, and don't forget our website, www.optionseducation.org. There's a plethora of tools and resources to help investors learn more about options trading. We would also always love to hear from you about how we are doing, so please email us at options@theocc.com. Lastly, don't forget the social links we provided at the beginning of our show. So you can join us at LinkedIn, become a fan on Facebook, or follow us on Twitter. Thanks for listening, and remember, a little options education goes a long way.